Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of October 26, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? It's more than I can really say, especially after today. But just stay tuned. There's 2 hours of this. It's Christian independent artist. It's their music. We have Olivia Farabaugh at the top of the 8 o'clock hour with her brand new song, and you'll want to hear that. But here we go again. Another God-blessed soul that is a repeat offender of this show, and we love that because we love repeat offenders when they come back. Miss Cammie Kreitz, how are you doing, Miss Cammie?
I'm good. How are you doing? It's so great to be back.
Well, it is. We love playing your music, and later in the show, we're going to debut a song that I absolutely love. I got into the studio a little early today, and I downloaded it, and I've got to listen to it, and I cannot wait for the listeners to hear it.
Me too. I'm excited.
We'll be right back with Miss Cammie Kreitz right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, and if you missed the opening of the show, we have a gift today. We have a gift from the Lord. I don't know how to explain this child, but she's just amazing. Miss Cammie Kreitz.
Hey. Well, I'm Cammie Kreitz, and I'm an independent Christian singer-songwriter. I'm from Florida originally, but I've been here in Nashville for about 3 years now. And I've written songs pretty much since I was about 13. And I love writing about my journey with God, my relationship with Him, just different things He's teaching me. And my style is kind of Christian pop and worship, kind of blending those genres. It's my hope that through my music, people are led to relationship with Jesus and just really encouraged and strengthened in their walks with God. So,
where your music does, because we have on the show already in Intentional, you know, we play Intentional, and then now just a little while we have a really cool song because it's something that's been on my heart is prayer, the communication with the maker of the universe. You know, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, it doesn't get any bigger. And I don't understand how people just can't see it. Well, I know why they can't, but they better get ready because that maker, Cammie, you know, he has a son. His name's Jesus. Mm-hmm. And not what he did on earth, because dying and walking out of the grave and ascending back to heaven, people thought that was something. Just wait till he comes back.
Yeah.
You know, wait till you see that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you in your song coming up, praying for me that's on your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm so excited to get to share this song. It's a really special one to me.
We'll be right back with Miss Cammie Kreitz right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show this week, an original Sunshine State kid that's in Nashville, Tennessee now, and she's brought all of that joy, that happiness, that just a beautiful God-given gift to Nashville. And Cammie, you're getting a little busy now because you know, I used to see a post, I'll be here in 3 weeks or here. And then now it's like three places in 1 week.
Yeah, this week's kind of crazy. Yep. I play at Just Love Coffees. Like, so I had 3 Just Love Coffees this week. It's been so fun.
they're amazing people, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, it's kind of neat that off air, I asked if you had a verse to share with us, and it just, like, how God works. I mean, you said, sure I do. I've got a new EP out, and so here we go.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yes. So, yeah, like you mentioned, I just released my debut EP, and it's called Beauty is Where the Heart Is, and it's all about the inward beauty of the heart and pursuing that and letting that be what's important in my life. So the Bible verse that goes along with that is 1 Peter 3:4. And it says, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. So, this verse encourages me so much, and it's what the EP is all about. It's about inward beauty. You know, as a girl, I mean, I've been so obsessed with outward beauty at times. Just wanting to look picture perfect. And that's been a pretty big struggle of mine. But God's been showing me that, you know, what matters to Him is my heart and my character, my relationship with Him. The EP is all about that, choosing to put God first and be someone that's pursuing having a heart that pleases God above all the other worldly outward things that just can be so tempting to get preoccupied with. That's what the EP is about. There's a specific song called Image that talks all about that.
That's pretty neat, because I've always talked about one thing that everybody has in a room in their house somewhere. It's in the bathroom, but you have them. They're called mirrors, and sometimes the mirror will not be your best friend.
Yeah,
but I call it the mirror test. Okay, when you look in the mirror, do you see a saved person? Do you believe that God sent His Son to this earth? And have you accepted Him in your heart? Can you see that in that mirror? And you are forgiven. You know, you see forgiven in that mirror. Because, boy, Cammy, this world wants to remind us of all those trash bags we collect on the way and carry around, and they stink. They really do. And they get heavy, and they wear us down.
Yeah.
And then we go look in that mirror and it doesn't look too good. Or like you said, my makeup doesn't look right, or my hair's not just right, or I don't look as good as that person. But thank you for reminding us, Cammy, that we can look in that mirror and know that, yeah, that's me in that mirror, but I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
And he doesn't right. love what I see. You know, he loves what's in our heart and what we do with the gift He's given us for His glory.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what could you tell if there's a young girl listening right now, what could you tell to help her with that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I mean, honestly, I still struggle with that to this day, you know? First I would say, like, you're not alone. That's part of the reason I wanted to talk about this and bring the scripture and write these songs, because I think it's really helpful and healing knowing that, you know, other people are in this struggle with you. You know, you're not alone. And again, not that, like, outward things are bad, you know. God, I think it matters how we present ourselves and stuff, but just remembering that You know, that outward beauty that we want to pursue is, it is temporary, you know?
It is.
It's going to fade one day. And, you know, I think there's a Bible verse that talks about how outwardly we are wasting away, but inwardly we're being renewed day by day. And yeah, that's what lasts forever. I love in this verse how it says the imperishable beauty. So that's a beauty that lasts forever. So yeah, that's what's truly worth pursuing. And I would also say, you know, like, since I've been there, like, I feel like you think that having outward beauty and all these outward things like status and importance and all that, you think that's going to satisfy you, but like you start getting that and then it doesn't. It really doesn't. So yeah, the only thing that's going to satisfy us is knowing God and having that assurance that we have a relationship with Him, and yeah, just letting Him transform us. And so yeah, that's what's really worth pursuing, but I get it. It can be hard. Every day I still struggle, you know, with looking in the mirror and just wanting to look a certain way, you know? But yeah, what really matters though is the beauty of the heart.
It does, because I'm going to tell you, Cammie, there's going to be a guy come one day, and he may be there right now, but he's going to look at you, and yes, he is going to see a beautiful young lady, but the one that God sends, he'll see that. He'll notice that. But he's not going to love you for that. He's going to love you for who you are and what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the cool part about God's plan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of guy you want to like you. You know, you don't want him to like you just for the outward stuff. So
do you have one?
I don't.
No. You don't? Not yet. Okay. He's coming. I'm going to tell you.
Not yet.
I'm going to tell you he's coming.
The Lord's timing.
That's right. But he will come. It'll be for you, I know, it's going to be a special, special guy.
Oh, thank you.
So, because I think the, I think the utmost of you, if I had a son that wasn't married, because both my boys are married, You would be the young woman that I would want him to walk in the door to introduce us for the first time.
That's so sweet.
Because you are so sweet. You carry the Lord with you. You are just amazing. Your music is amazing. See, that's just the tip of what I call the icing on the cake, because you have so much more. So don't, when you look in that mirror, Cammie, know God's taking me places. Okay? This is just the beginning for you. And it's not, don't worry about what you look like. Don't worry about, do my socks match my shirt? Don't, because I do that. but just know that you're going to be okay. I know that. You're going to be fine. He's got you in his hands. And I love it, because I think this is the third time you've been on one of these, either Mixed Sunday Morning or Rock the Flock Radio, and I get the best seat in the house, because I get to watch how you grow in the Lord.
So that's
the best part about this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you. That means so much to me. So thank you.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, since we got into scripture, because that's the baseline of this show. You know, we got to know you, but then we go into the Word of God. So now we covered that, we can go into the music.
Yes.
So we'll be right back with Cami Kreitz right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Man, what a show. We have Miss Cami Kreitz. You just listened to Olivia Fairball's brand new song, Take My Mind. And now we're going to get back to Miss Cami Kreitz, who also has a brand new song to share with us.
So excited.
What is behind, I mean, we went in scripture and you explained what's behind the EP. What's behind this new song? What encouraged you? Were you in church? Because I loved a few weeks ago, we had an artist that said that she writes all her notes in church, but she has to go out to the bathroom to write it down, and then she comes back in. And where did this song begin?
Yeah, absolutely. So this song is called Praying For Me, and it's honestly one of my favorite songs I've ever written. It's about the power of prayer. And so I'm trying to think of when I first got the idea for the song. I think I was working on my college senior projects. So I was just writing a ton of songs for the EP. And I think I was just, I don't remember exactly what inspired it, but I was just feeling so grateful for the people in my life who have been faithfully praying for me. Specifically my dad. Mm-hmm. He's a prayer warrior. He'll get up like super early in the morning and just pray for so many people. Like, I don't know how he prays for the amount of people that he prays for, but he prays for so many people. And I know he's praying for me, and he's so faithful with doing that every day. And then there's just other great friends in my life who, like, they'll text me, like, especially when I was in college, they would text me and be like, "Hey, how can I pray for you?" And then there was also my college roommate. I remember I actually prayed for a roommate that we would pray together, that would be someone that I could pray with. God gave me the perfect roommate, and we would pray together almost every night. And that was just such a big encouragement in my life. So I was just, I don't know, I was just feeling so honored and just encouraged by the people in my life that are like fighting for me, you know, they're talking to God on my behalf. And it just started making me think about the power of prayer and how prayer is effective. And I might not exactly be seeing the results of that prayer yet, but I know it's powerful and I know it's working. And then I was also thinking about how when Jesus was here on this earth, he also prayed for us. Mm-hmm. There's a passage where he prayed a lot for his disciples. And then he also said, "I pray not only for those, but for those who would come to believe in me through their message." So Jesus, when he was here, was praying for us. And so that was just like mind-blowing for me. And then I was also thinking about how Jesus right now is at the right hand of God interceding on our behalf. And he's our advocate today. And so I was just feeling so just overwhelmed by the people in my life, by Jesus, who are actively fighting for me, advocating for me, praying for me in this journey of faith that can be so hard at times. So it helps me know that I'm not alone, you know, in this journey, that people are with me, praying for me in the daily struggles and all of that. And I know that that's powerful. You know, James 5:16 talks about how the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And so, this song just talks about just kind of the mystery of that, how we might not quite realize the impact our prayers are having, but they are powerful and they are working. So it's really all from that, and it's a song that's an encouragement for people to keep on praying even when you're not yet seeing the result.
Well, I can't wait for the listeners to hear it. So why don't you go ahead and intro the song for us?
Yeah. All right. My name is Cammie Kreitz, and this is my new song, Praying for Me.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in to a wonderful show. Thank you to all the artists who are part of this show. Your music is amazing. I get comments all the time about it. And in fact, one of the Rock the Flock artists, I call him one of the pillars of the show, Taylor Holland, was playing at Just Love. And two people walked up to him after the show, and they were from Alabama, and said that they drove up, it was a husband and wife, because they heard about him on Rock the Flock Radio. And so they drove up to watch him in Spring Hill.
Wow.
So that is pretty neat. But making this show even more special, and like I said, this is our third time on, one time on Mix Sunday Morning, the second time on Rock the Flock. I've gotten to watch you grow up a little bit. As I told you, I mentioned I could hear the difference in Intentional, and not that they're two different songs, but I could hear a big difference in Intentional and Praying for Me. So, Cammie Kreitz, thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you for thinking enough of me to want to come back on the show and share new music. That means a lot to me.
Oh, of course.
I thank the Lord for it, because now we have the opportunity to share this song to a brand new audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I told you, you're in Africa, Pakistan, Canada, Holland, Mexico, the United States. I mean, it's crazy.
That's amazing.
Absolutely crazy. Well, Miss Cammie, before we go any further, let me say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for your wonders, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this show. Lord, I ask you to bless all the artists on this show. God, thank you for the guests this week. That each time Cammie comes on the show, Heavenly Father, I see how you are moving in her life more and more. God, continue to be with Cammie. Continue to lead her, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless her. Watch after her, Lord. Send angels just to keep her on that path. Lord, keep the devil away. Heavenly Father, when Cammie looks in that mirror, know that she knows no matter what she sees, she's your perfect creation. Guide her music. Guide her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, Ms. Cammie, since you are worldwide now, we have to tell people how to connect with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm on most social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. So it's Cammie Kreitz Music, CammiKreitz, and then music. And also, if you want to check out my EP, it's called Beauty is Where the Heart Is, and it's on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon. So would love for you to check it out, and I hope you enjoy it.
Just another superstar on the show. It's just my music. I love how everybody says my music's everywhere. Where are you playing next?
Yeah, so Saturday, I'm playing at Just Love Coffee in Nolensville. I'm playing, I think, like 2.5 hour set. And then I'm also playing at Just Love Coffee in Spring Hill the next day on Sunday, 9 to 1
p.m. Awesome. Well, whenever you get the chance, if you're listening, you need to go out and listen to Cami. You need to get on whatever streaming platform that you like to listen to. You need to find her music and listen to it. Connect with her so she can lead you closer to the Lord.
Amen.
So, Cami, you just keep that sweet spirit going. Just keep doing what you're doing and know that, man, you are loved. You know, God has his hand on you, his love all about you. Amen. So just go do his work. And I can't wait to see, after hearing this new song, I can't wait to see where this song is going to take you. Mm. And I'll be praying for that. I'll be praying for doors that you would never think would open. I'm going to ask the Lord to open them.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, because God knows it's not an easy path doing music.
It's so not, in Nashville, Tennessee, it's not, is it?
No.
Well, while we're talking about how hard is it, because now you're in with Just Love, and I want to give them all props because they are super. I've got to meet Mr. Snodgrass. I've got to get up there.
Oh, you have? Awesome.
I have not yet. I need to meet him.
You definitely should. I feel like you guys both have a similar heart for Christian music.
How hard is it to get in anywhere? Do you have to, is it word of mouth helps sometimes, or do you have to go knocking on doors? Do you have to go ask?
You know, it's a mix of both. I've gotten a lot of gigs just from like seeing what other artists are doing and then emailing people. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot of emailing, at times DMing people. There's a really great group here called Jesus in a Bar.
Yes.
And they're a ministry where they take Christian music in places where it's not very common. So, I reached out to them through Instagram. And yeah, a lot of it's word of mouth as well. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's been like super hard getting gigs. I would say it's, I don't know, sometimes kind of hard knowing which gigs are the right ones, you know.
Amen. Thank you for saying that.
Since I got here, you know, sometimes because there's a lot of bars and stuff, I'm like, I don't know if that's where the Lord wants me. So sometimes it's knowing which gigs are the right ones. But I would say for me, I'm struggling because a lot of gigs are unpaid.
Yes.
So it's a lot of work, and it's hard to, you know, make an income that's sustainable. So yeah, that's where I'm like,
that's tough, but I'm going to tell you to keep doing it though. Cause I told you, I don't make a penny on this show. Okay. I don't make a penny for doing it, but we are serving. I know we need money to go. I guess that's all I need to say to go. But if we serve the Lord and we go where he calls us to go, if you go to the coffee shop, the street corner, to sing, to a bar to sing, if he calls you and you know that's where you're supposed to go, he's going to take care of you, Cami.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
He will. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I've thought the same thing. I've got frustrated. I thought, man, this is a big show. It's starting to go around the world. I should make something off this show.
Yeah.
And people come to me all the time and ask me, how much do you make doing that show? And that's just the devil just trying to, but it's not what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for the reminder, because sometimes it can get easy to get focused on that. But yeah, absolutely, you know.
Because I think I said it.
Going where God calls.
Yeah, I said it last week on the show that if God works through us, and whether it's through what I say on this show, what you say on this show, or where you go and play, whether it's for no money, $100, $300, whatever it is, if we can lead one person to Christ, then the angels rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Cammie, you go after that one person. Whether it doesn't pay or does pay, mm-hmm. you go after that one, and I'm going to try to do the same thing here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the encouragement, for the reminder. Very much needed. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, Miss Cammie. Thank you for coming on the show again. Thank you for sharing your absolutely beautiful song. And you just keep rocking on for the Lord.
Awesome. I definitely will.
Well, that's Cammie Kreitz on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.